Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Monday morning quarterback Ravens coming off of a 23-13 win of the Jets. They're now tied for first place in the AFC North with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ed Norris, what's good?
I tell you, what's good in this league, I got to say, the New England Patriots. I'm really surprised. And as Mike said earlier, I guess you are who your record says you are. I think more than any other team, I'm looking at them going, they're really good. Like, Drake May has completely surprised me. I had no idea it was going to look like this. They're 10-2. The Bills are like three games behind them now. They're going to win that division.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And they're beating people like soundly. Like, this isn't like they're squeaking by teams. I mean, the Panthers 42-13. They beat the Bills in a close game. But I mean, 31-13, 32-13. This is what they're doing to people. I don't know about you guys. I think that they are what's good in the NFL. They stunned me. I've never been a Patriots fan, obviously, but hearing they were going to be improved this season, I was like, yeah, that sounds good. They'll be like a 9-8 team or something. Nope, nope. Number one in the AFC East. They'll probably be the number one seed in the AFC.
Mike Preston, what's bad?
What's bad? Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you guys saw that. Did you read the reports where he was in Chicago and he was going around before the game and he came out and warmed up and then he had the left wrist taped up or plastered up and then the right hand he was going around flipping off some of the fans
really?
In Chicago because he was 25-5 there all those years in Green Bay. Remember he came out and said, I own this team and whatever. Yeah. If it was somebody else, like Baker Mayfield, when he did that a couple weeks ago, I kind of liked that because that's the way you want your quarterback, but I don't like Aaron Rodgers. He's always the smartest guy in the room, you know, and if I was a fan, I probably would have threw some stuff at him. Yeah, I could make that move, punch him out. So.
What's ugly besides Mike Preston's attitude towards Aaron Rodgers?
I got to go with the Raiders, right? Like, I don't know if you guys saw this. You do know that Geno Smith got sacked 10 times in
that
game.
Yes, I did.
10.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett had 3. The other cat had 2.5. It's like, who wants a sack on this play? And it's not just that. The offense looks putrid. Geno Smith has to be shell-shocked at this point. They can't get anything done. As you mentioned, they fired their offensive coordinator.
Same night.
2 hours after the game?
Same night.
And as Rob pointed out, that's because they couldn't find him for the first hour.
Has anybody seen Chip? Chip, we're looking for Chip. Why am I not having delivered when I text you?
He was like, when the Rochester police were looking for me, he was in a public bathroom with his feet up on the toilet seat, hiding with the door closed.
You know, it's funny, too. And I should bring this up because the best play in that game was Shador Sanders' throw to Jerry Jeudy, and his dumbass didn't realize people were still trailing him and fumbled the ball. So you're not even going to know it if you didn't watch that game. You might see the highlight. But the Raiders are just so bad on both sides of the ball. It's horrendous.
And before we go on, don't give me Geno Smith is holding the ball too long. You may get sacked 3 or 4 times for holding the ball too long. You're not getting sacked 10 times because you're holding the ball too long.
Yeah, Rob, but what did I tell you Friday? When you bring in Geno Smith or Tyrod Taylor, don't unpack your bags because if you're the head coach, you're getting fired.
The Tyron, in his defense, he knows his role. He's made a lot of money being a backup or a journeyman.
36, yeah. Yes. He's 36 years old.
Yeah, he's I mad at Tyron. Tyron has not, you know, been posing as a starting quarterback.
Yeah, made a lot of money with his baseball cap wearing backwards.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah.
410-583-1057, Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike? Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, man, I'm going to look at it as the glass being half full and not half empty. Man, we got up to a 1-5 start. I don't care who we've been playing the last 5 weeks, man. When you get into a hole like that, to be still be able to be in the midst of things. Now, we got Lamar with problems, the offensive line is problems. But we're a spoiled fan base, man. To get off a 1-5 start, and we're still in the midst of things. Ain't no dynasties this year, man. So I'm looking at it being half full. We got a lot of problems, but, man, to get off to that start and still be in the midst of things, man.
I'm with you. I'm not trying to evaluate who they've played, because when you're 1-5, that says you're a bad football team. So when you're beating other teams that go 6-5, I'm not evaluating either. I'm more concerned about how Lamar's playing right now, but I'm not picking apart who they beating.
You can't. You could do it in the whole NFL. Just go around.
It's like we just talked about, though. I do think it's fair to say, yeah, I'm happy they're doing what they're doing, but I still want to see this against good teams to know that it's for real. But I don't think you dismiss what they've accomplished.
And we all predicted this season. You looked at the beginning, it was rough. Then you said, well, get past that, you got this.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, we just didn't predict 1-5.
Well, we didn't know Lamar didn't get hurt either.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Apparently winning doesn't cure all, Rob.
How about that?
But I'm with you, Jeremy, and you, Rob, and you, Ed, though, because here's my thing. There are some fights you just want to get in and get out of, right? Like, I don't see Lamar looking like he's feeling his best either. But this dude is a Hall of Famer that is warrioring up, leading these guys, and making sure we just get there. I mean, there's nothing wrong with looking at the game and seeing, you know, we do got some issues a little bit here and there, but boy, it's a shame that not winning. I'm with what Mike had just said also, fellas. Let's just move on to the next one. You know what I mean? We might have a chance.
I don't understand why everybody's saying about the winning part. I think our only assessment of this is how your MVP quarterback has looked.
Mm-hmm.
No one's picking apart. We've all said the NFL's a bad league. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No one is here is picking. Who are you fighting? No one has picked apart the wins.
I will say this.
Who are you fighting right now?
There were a lot of people, including some of us here, that were saying that this is going to be the game, the get-right game. I said it.
Well, I did, too.
So I understand coming in on Monday and going, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I'm just glad you won the game.
And that's, again, that's the only thing. The only thing that we're critiquing is not one, but three consecutive lackluster performances by your two-time MVP quarterback. If you ignore that, then your head is in the sand. No one's talking about, well, you just beat the Browns or you just beat the Jets. No, no. When you start off at 1-5, you just beat anybody you can just beat.
Yes.
But along the way, at some point, you want to go to the playoffs. You want to go through the playoffs. Mike, at some point, Lamar's got to play better than he's playing right now for those things to happen.
Right. And they carry you through the postseason. Just go back and look at the recent history of the NFL and all these teams, championship teams. They had quarterbacks who stepped up and took over. And with Lamar, he's great during the regular season, doesn't do as well in the postseason. Well, maybe it's a trend. Maybe he reversed it. I don't know, but it's still a concern when you watch the last three performances.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, for a while I thought people were talking too much about the Eagles and their issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think last night those issues came through, man.
I think there's something up.
Are you talking about me?
21 and nothing.
I've been saying this since week one. Yeah. I was like, something's off
exactly
with this team.
And I'm thinking, I'm looking at, no, it's not just you. I'm like, dude, they're 8-2. Leave them alone. All right. They just, we saw the Chiefs do this, pushing the coach on the sidelines, all this infighting, and they won the Super Bowl. So I'm thinking, well, that's all the Eagles are doing. But, man, you got your division rival up 21-0 in their house. You closed that game out. They did not. They got some problems up in Filthy.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback. Coach's Corner, we're here from Harbaugh at 8:30. But on the other side, we're giving out game balls on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Giving out game balls. Let's start off with you, Edward.
I'm giving mine to a new addition. I think he's made a big difference since he's come. I'm giving to Draymond Jones.
He was all over the place yesterday.
He was definitely all over the place yesterday. And you know me, I like Draymond and Draymond. Anybody with that name got to be all right with me. But he had a big day. And since he's come, I think he's helped out the other guys like Van Noy and Green. And I just think it's having a guy like that who, you know, is a really effective pass rusher makes a big difference. You know, and just, you know, you look at his stat line for, you know, for yesterday. He had 1.5 sacks, a tackle for loss. It's a pass defense, 2 quarterback hits. He had a big day.
He was all over the place.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's why, you know, Mike Green had a big day, because he really helps a lot. He makes everybody better.
Mike Preston, who gets your game ball?
Aaron Glenn, Jets coach. That bonehead decision he made in the third quarter. I can't believe that. I can't. I mean,
our MVP, the other team's head
coach. I even went home thinking about that last night. Like, how can you be so stupid to pull that off on 3rd and 4 at your own 42, and then you run the ball, and then it's 4th and 4, and then you go for it and throw the ball down in the dirt, and then you give up a touchdown or a field goal, whatever. That was the turning point in the game. So he gets my game ball because he did the Ravens a favor. That turned the momentum of the game, and it was lights out after that. So he gets it.
He left the game early, but he played a sensational game. I'm going with Kyle Hamilton, that guy, man. It's just, and again, I'm with you, Preston. I don't know how long he's going to be able to withstand playing that close to the line of scrimmage. But he left, what, early in the fourth quarter? Oh, no, it wasn't. It was late in the fourth quarter. I think it was 3 minutes left. He finished up with 10 tackles, 6 of them solos. I mean, the guy is just a phenomenal football player, and he's fun to watch. Not many defenders do I enjoy watching, just following him. He's one of them, one of the few defenders that I just like watching from pre-snap to the end of the play. You just never know what he's going to do. Jeremy Carr, who gets your game ball?
Fruit gets my game ball.
Who?
Loop. He, 3 field goals. If somebody didn't give it to Derrick Henry and I didn't give it to Loop, then we wouldn't be talking about any of the points. So I'm giving it to Loop. 3 field goals, making them. That's what kind of kept you in this game and kept it going until you finally punched one in.
Got to give an honorable mention game ball. I talked about him earlier today. Jordan Stout.
The man.
61.5
average. Stop giving kickers credit.
61.5 average.
174 yards.
You guys are nonsensical.
At the 5-yard line.
Talking about kickers and giving them their flowers.
You just gave Loop.
Man, we ain't talking about me. We talking about you.
You just gave Loop.
You said something after I did.
The snap, the hold.
And he's not a kicker. He's a punter.
Exactly. He got to do it on his own.
He's a punter.
See, they're more athletic.
Even worse, we don't need them. Make them go for it on every fourth down now.
That's how we did in high school. I don't even know who that punter was.
Mike, do what Hamilton make it. Do you remember Ted Hendricks?
Yes. Mad Stork?
Crazy man.
Yeah.
Is he 6'9 or something?
6'8. He was only 220. That's what Hamilton weighs. Yeah, 6'4, 220. He played outside linebacker.
Those guys around him weren't as big, though. They're bigger nowadays.
They are much bigger these days.
Nowadays, they're bigger.
But he played at linebacker every day at only 220. And that's when linebackers were bigger.
Why was he so mad? Because he was so tall and skinny?
Yeah, that was it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, now they're bringing in tight ends who are really like offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And they bring them in as the extra heavy guy, and then they're beating up on the outside linebackers, which is what he's playing.
I forget which game it was, but I saw some backup offensive lineman that came in on like a jumbo package.
Came in
the game. Shut up. Like, So he came in and he did not go to the referee and check in. And when they threw the penalty flag after this big play, he was walking off the field with his head down. That coach was ready to rip him a new one. You know, like these key moments where stupid things happen, like something as simple as just checking in with the ref.
Mr. Referee, I came in.
All right, now you goed out.
Let's go to Bel Air and get Damien. What's up, Damien?
Just wanted to kind of talk a little here more about the offense. One, Lamar looks like a total step slower. I think that ankle is going to be, you know, obviously keep on bothering him.
And a hamstring, to be honest with you.
If I'm Lamar, I do not want to play behind that absolutely atrocious offensive line. I mean, number 77, Falala, or whatever the heck his name is. Why? I thought Alejandro Villanueva back in 2021 was bad enough that I had to watch that guy block. I mean, at the end of his career. I mean, Harbaugh must, there must be some inside information that Daniel Falele has on John Harbaugh to still be in the lineup every single day. It is unbelievable. I mean, hopefully, I think you mentioned something about, you know, them, kind of the reverse effect of Lamar, right? Maybe getting to the playoffs this time around and playing better. I mean, just absolutely atrocious, though. Number 77's got to go. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
First of all, you don't decide when and when you're not going to play. I don't want to play hot behind this offensive line. Let's be honest. Look, when you take that kind of money, something's going to have to give.
Yes. Thank you.
You took the bag. You got a Hall of Fame running back. You got a plethora of receivers. You got great tight ends. Okay. You had to pay Hamilton. You had to play Roquan. So now you don't get to decide mm-hmm. that you're not going to play because they didn't spend enough money on the offensive line. You took the bag.
Yeah.
You took the bag. And I'm not saying that Lamar is going to do that. I'm not saying that's what Lamar is doing. I'm just, when listeners call in and say that, you don't have the right to decide when you're not going to play now. No. You took the bag.
Whether you took the bag or not, it's your job. You don't decide I'm not playing. It's just, you can't.
Right. And for years, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady took less money because they knew.
Well, they stretched it out. I mean, right. Lamar can keep his money, stretch it out. Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. the way it was done. But, hey, man, if you want to make the money, make the money. Miles Garrett.
And let's be clear. I'm not accusing Lamar of that. I'm not accusing him of that. I'm just saying when people call in and say, I wouldn't play behind this offensive line. Okay. And give some money back then so we can get better offensive line. One of the two. Come on. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We know how it goes in the National Football League. When you pay a quarterback, something is going to be deficient.
Yep.
You have a hard cap. It's not the NBA where you have the soft cap. You can protect your own players. It's not the MLB where you don't have a cap at all. The cap is hard. This is what it is. There's no finagling it. There's no getting around it. There's no, we let you go a little bit and we give you the taxes. No, that's the cap. And the Ravens, that's what they're faced up against. They got one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. When you had that, Jeremy, you had to pay him like one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League.
This is what happens. I mean, we've said this before, too. When the quarterback gets paid, we've seen a lot of teams start to fall off then because you can't keep up with the Joneses and, oh, now we need a defensive lineman. Oh, well, what do you know? Our defensive tackle's out for the year.
Yeah.
And is he coming back? Or you come into a free agency and it's like, hey, we don't have any tight ends on our roster and we got to figure out who's playing center. We already don't like our offensive line and we're going to get rid of one of the guys that we thought was good. So now you're looking for a couple of offensive linemen. And, oh, by the way, when you look at all the free agents you have on the other side of the ball, all your pass rushers. I mean, Jones is going to be a free agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you start looking at Kyle Van Noy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things to figure out at the end of the year.
Let's go out to Pasadena and get Dan. What's up, Dan?
How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. Right. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to see what you thought about Lamar chucking the ball in the dirt when that play didn't come off like you wanted it to.
What do you think he should have done?
Well, he didn't wait. I mean, there was no one around him. He had plenty of time to decide to do something or maybe run with it.
It was a tight end screen, am I right?
Yeah.
So if on a screen, I mean linemen let people in. So where's he going to run?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but no one was in is what I'm saying.
Right. I know the play he was talking about because I thought it was strange, too.
Like, was there a whistle blown or something?
The closest person was the running back, Hill. And he came out of the backfield, but he never turned around to look. And I said, what is he doing?
And he threw the ball at the tight end's feet.
Yeah, what did he see? I don't know. I thought that was strange, too.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning, quarterback on the fan. More fan reaction at 9 o'clock. We'll take your calls, but on the other side, Coach's Corner, sound from the postgame press conference from John Harbaugh on the fan. Ravens win yesterday 23-10 over the New York Jets. John Harbaugh talked after the game about the great win.
Okay, great win against a tough opponent who was ready to play. Very well coached, very hard playing, very talented team. And we saw it out there today. So really proud of our guys. The message this week, all right, the verse message was from Psalm 23. And yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. And I feel like that's the way the story of the game went. And it's the way the story of the season has gone, in a sense. The first half was tough, and they did a really good job. And our guys kept fighting even to the end of the second quarter. And then we got the lead, and nobody flinched. We came out, we had three straight scoring drives, and we took the game over in the third quarter. And into the fourth quarter, we played really well.
I hope you guys feel bad.
Why?
Laughing at him that he says yay and starts quoting scripture. Hope you feel bad.
Does he quote scripture after they lose?
I knew it. That's the reason I was laughing.
Or is it just when they win? Is there a scripture quote on the losses, or is it?
No.
Oh, all right. Just checking.
Very talented.
He said scripture quote before the game, so he doesn't know whether they're going to win or not. You guys are rude, man.
He said that before the game? So then he repeated it afterwards.
He said.
So he must have done that on some of the losses as well, right?
No.
Oh, he just didn't?
Jeremy.
Yeah. Very talented. Tough.
I had a chance to meet your lovely mom. I know she taught you better than that, so I'm just going to blame you.
Better than what?
Not having manners.
Manners? I got manners.
By the man speaking. Both of you. Rude. He's speaking, and you're laughing.
I'm not laughing while he's speaking. He said that stuff yesterday. I was laughing today. They just replayed it. I can laugh then.
I laughed yesterday.
Oh.
Great game. Great game.
It's a tough opponent. Great team.
Jordan Stout had 61.5 yards punting average. Had a 74-yard punt that landed at the 5, went out of bounds. John Harbaugh talked about both the punt team and his special team coordinator.
But a couple things that jump out at me right away is the punt team, all right? Start with Jordan Stout and the punt coverage guys. That kept us in the game probably because we were backed up field position-wise. We averaged a 20. We were backed up inside the 10 once or twice too. They had done a good job with their punt team, the kickoffs and all the different things. They moved the ball a couple times. And we were backed up offensively, and that made it tough against that defense. And then our punt team would bail us out and push them all the way back inside the 20, a couple times inside the 10 and then even at the 5 late. I mean, that punt at the end of the game was unbelievable. So I think our punt team in a lot of ways kept us in and was the difference maker in the game. And Chris Horton deserves so much credit for that. Chris Horton has done a great job. This is a young group. That was the number one ranked special teams in the league coming in here. And Chris Horton had those guys ready, man. He had those guys ready in every phase. And you could see how good they were, how dangerous they were on kickoff return and everything else. Got the big kickoff return to Keaton that got that scoring drive started in the second quarter. So really proud of that. I thought Chris, I just want to make sure we mentioned what a great job Chris has done with those guys. And then those young guys, man. It's a bunch of young guys, a bunch of guys that compete and get after it and fight and practice hard every day. So proud of those guys.
Yeah, you know me. I don't even like kickers. I don't think I've ever been that excited over two punts in one football game like Jordan Stout yesterday.
Punters aren't kickers.
You're right. They're athletes.
There's a big difference.
You're right.
What are you guys even talking about?
Yeah, punters play different positions. Remember Sam Cook? He'd run people down. He'd tackle people. Stout's the same way.
It's not any different. It's still a damn punter.
No,
it's the guy's punting. He catches the ball and he kicks it. Sorry, Kyle. I hope Richardson's not listening because now I'm going to have to explain myself to him. But – it's no different. They're kicking the ball. Like, the field goal kickers are guys that kick the ball off. They still have to go in and try to make tackles.
Receivers just run a route and hit the ball that comes perfectly to them.
They always come perfectly to them.
I mean,
did you watch the game this week?
They don't do anything but catch the ball.
Did you watch any of the
games? They run and catch.
Yeah.
A child can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens started off 1-5. Now 6-5. Harbaugh talked about the 5 straight wins.
It feels great, but it's just it's halfway done. You know, it's not over. You know, season's not over. Game wasn't over. Season's not over. And we play four. We play the Steelers twice. And we play the Bengals twice in the next few weeks. So that's going to be it right there. You know, and starting Thursday night, we've got no time really to rest. We've got to go to work on the Bengals. and we know what that's like. So how challenging that is. So we're ready. We'll be ready to go.
I know there's 7.5 point favors in this one, Jeremy, but this one concerns me more than any of the last five.
Yeah, I think a lot of these Thursday night games have been ugly snoozers. I think this ends up being an absolute shootout, especially if Joe Burrow is going to play as well. I think the Ravens should be able to get stops, but you know it, on the short week, this is the toughest thing to do, is to go on the road on a Thursday night and try to win. The fact that the Ravens are home, it's a huge advantage, but you don't even get much time to get ready for that either. So hopefully some of the familiarity pays off for them. But I do think they're the better team, should win this game. I do think the Bengals keep this closer than what you think.
I've said that before, and Joe Burrow scares me.
He don't scare me.
Kyle Hamilton left the game with under 3 minutes left, limped off, ultimately went to the locker room before the rest of the team. John Harbaugh addressed it.
Kyle is not a serious not a serious injury. Taven also limped off. We'll have to evaluate that one, and we'll know more tomorrow.
Robinson.
Taven Robinson. Okay, I just asked Jeremy, who's Taven? Okay, I couldn't think of the first name. He said Taven Bryant. Which one?
Is it Bryant?
Is it Taven Bryant?
Well, maybe he is right. I don't know. We didn't get a last name. I thought it was Robinson.
Taven Robinson looked like he played.
Taven Bryant. Taven Bryant. Is his Bryant. Name.
Thank you. Taven Bryant, number 58.
You're thinking of Tavius Robinson.
Tavius.
Latavius?
I'm not thinking of it.
I said Jeremy is thinking of Tavius Robinson.
You don't know who I'm thinking of, Joe. I don't either.
Now, Preston, you've heard the Ravens say in the past that the injury was not serious.
Oh, it ended up being serious.
Are you concerned about it being serious, or do you believe it?
Nope, not at this point. I mean, because I saw him walk off the field. I saw him going out and down the tunnel. So we'll see. But it was nothing that I said, we got to watch this. Nah.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson, we talked about it all morning. His performance yesterday, John Harbaugh talked about it as well.
It's not always pretty. I don't know how many times in the last however many years we've had wins like this where we've gotten up here and said, you know, it's not pretty and it's not perfect, but it's us. You know, it's us competing and fighting. And that's what Lamar's doing. The pretty games will be there. They'll be there for Lamar Jackson. You can bet on that. But I'm proud of him right now. I'm really proud of him, the way he's fighting to win football games.
He said all the right things.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Fighting.
Good.
He said
fighting.
Not pretty.
Yeah.
Proud of
proud
them.
Proud of them. Proud of them.
They're not all going to be pretty, but the pretty ones are coming.
Right. Yeah. They'll be here.
Yeah.
Happy. I love them. My dog. It's my dog.
Guy's a bunch of Richards, man.
I just love this team. When they win.
He loves the team, too, because that's why he talked about faith and guts.
I think it's what we talked about before. I think it's that faith and guts and the idea that guys are, you know, you walk through all these things and it makes you stronger and builds you into what you need to be, you know, and hopefully that's the type of team that we are becoming. And we still have a whole bunch of games left, you know, to fight through, and they're all going to be tough games. Every single one of them will be like this. The rest of the season is going to be tough. So we're going to have to be tough also. We're going to be tough enough to deal with it. But the pass rush, how about Dre on the 2 sacks, you know? 2 sacks, coming up with those sacks and getting him on the ground late, that was huge.
That was huge.
Character. Absolutely. Character, Jeremy. Character.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that, buddy?
I'm looking for some.
Buddy.
Character. Go ahead. Hey, Rob, you got something?
I got nothing.
All right, man.
I'm just letting you go at it. You too.
You don't need my
commentary. This one, y'all
I
got mean, it.
I can smell the BS when it's out there.
More fair reaction at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, our AFC North report up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers, and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The same old Bears. Ben Johnson's been saying it all year long. Kevin Byard's been saying it all year long. These are not your same old Chicago Bears.
They are 8-1 in their last 9 games. They hold off the Steelers 31-28.
And the Steelers go down, and because of that, Jeremy Conn, the Ravens are now tied for first place.
Yeah, it didn't take long, did it?
No.
To catch their sorry asses. Yeah, I mean, look, the Bears are different. There's still a lot of people that I know that think they're fugazi, that this... They win a lot of close games.
But if they are, they're probably one of many Fugazi teams.
I think that's what we're seeing. There's a lot of teams that have been winning close games. Somebody's going to win the Super Bowl at the end of the year. And it wouldn't shock me if one of these upstart teams, like the Saints from last year, I can't even say what this
would it be. Would it be the Fugaziest Super Bowl champion ever?
Probably. I mean, when you look at the Steelers, Mason Rudolph didn't look great early on. We saw some big plays from Caleb Williams. I thought he looked fairly good in that game. But the Steelers' defense has been making everybody look good. The one thing that was kind of funny is I think J.J. Watt was doing the game, if I'm not mistaken. Or at least they talked to him because T.J. Watt he passed J.J. Watt on the all-time sack list.
J.J. Watt was.
Yeah, he passed him on the all-time sack list, and he said, I'm going to come out of retirement because I can't let this happen. So, but yeah, the Steelers... DK Metcalf got hurt yesterday. I think he came back late. I didn't see that because, honestly, I was watching more of the Ravens game, but during the commercial breaks, I got to check some of it out. So, the Steelers look like trash, just like the rest of the teams in this division.
And the Bengals go down as well. Ed Norris to the Patriots, 26-20.
Yeah. And again, I'm surprised it was that close. I think the Patriots are a much better team. The Bengals are just terrible. I'm surprised they held the Patriots to just 26 points. That's a defense that just can't seem to stop anything. But they lose again. They're 3-8. They're going nowhere. We'll see them Thursday night. But I tell you, they always seem to give the Ravens trouble. I don't care. And I don't look to years past because different people. But with different people, they always give us trouble. So I don't know what it is. Hopefully coming in here in a short week as the visiting team, you know, it puts the Ravens at a big advantage. But because they're not looking that great. But it's not a good division this year. It's really not. I'm not used to this with this the AFC North.
The Bengals fall back to the Browns because with their loss, Browns win. Both teams are 3-8. I guess the story for the Browns is Shedeur Sanders has to, if healthy, get to start the rest of the season.
They don't have a choice. They really don't have a choice. I mean, they got to play him because they won. But... Hey, I treat it like I treated the Ravens win over the Jets. They did what they needed to do. They beat the Raiders. Not exactly the world beaters, but they won. So now you got to play them.
If the Ravens don't drop 30 on Thursday night, I think something's... You're getting the greatest advantage facing the worst defense. Here's what the Cincinnati Bengals have given up.
I was wondering what you were smirking about over there.
Take away week one, right? Because that was the win game with the Browns. Jacksonville has given up 27, 48, 28, 37, 27, 31, 39, or excuse me, 39, 47, 34, and you know, that defense really stepped up to only give up 26 this week. They suck.
Well, maybe because they're going to give up 26 this week, they're finding...
Yeah, they found their groove, that's right. Yeah, that's what they did.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's a ticket.
Oh, boy, I'm trying. They do stink.
They have the worst point differential in the league except for the Titans.
Oh, the Titans are worse? Because, again, nobody gives up more yardage than Cincinnati. Like I talked about it earlier, if you missed it. They have the worst DVOA in NFL history.
Tell people what DVOA
means. I mean, it's just a metric that they use to measure defense. Aaron Schatz with Football Outsiders came up with this, and now a lot of analytical people are using this moving forward. So, but they suck.
Minus 112. Yeah.
I mean, I just read off those numbers and it's like, is it possible that they can have a good game defensively? Because if 26 is the least amount that you'd given up all season, again, barring that Browns game week one with the 30 mile an hour winds.
No. Against the Browns.
Yeah.
On top of that.
Yeah. They gave up, 17?
But that's the Browns, though. I mean, you know, Browns aren't world beaters. I'm talking about real NFL teams. but you only scored 16 that game. They normally score more than that.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Ugly,
they scored 10 against the Vikings and 3 against the Broncos. That's after they got they lost Joe Burrow, though, right?
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, is T. Higgins left the game early, so I don't know if he'll be available.
Short concussion, short week, I'm thinking no.
I'm thinking Jamar Chase might get 30 targets.
But honestly, I mean, concussion on a short week?
Man, I can't
imagine.
And
you're traveling?
If you left the game with concussion-like symptoms or a concussion, how are you going to come out 3 days later and be able to play in this league?
Isn't it a 4 to 5 day process, though?
No, they care about safety.
Oh, in the protocol, a 4 to 5 day process, Mike?
Yeah, but they don't care.
Okay.
Man. They're full of baloney.
Man.
They just even play Thursday night games is full of baloney. You can't. It's not about safety.
Again, it's there. I'll watch it. I'll bet on it. I'll enjoy it.
But it's dumb.
But you can't tell me you care about player safety if you're making those guys play on Thursday nights. And by the way, there is a way to do this where the team that plays on Thursday night gets a bye week the week before. You know, you might have the first 3 weeks that you kind of
throw out.
At least
the travel team.
Yes. I think both teams.
Makes sense.
So, if you care about player safety, then get that done because it's fairly easy to do.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback. Jeremy, we talked about Lamar, you know, well, listeners are saying if they're Lamar, they're not playing under these circumstances, which I completely disagree with. I don't think you pick and choose. But if a player, a quarterback could pick and choose, if you're Joe Burrow right now, are you coming back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're a ball player, I think so. I mean, like, if you got any sort of pride at all, you're coming back. Because I know, like, some people have questioned these guys, like, oh, he went out with an injury. It's like, I don't want to come back to this team and play anymore.
Right. I hit it a lot.
I understand that, but I could never be one of those people that do it. I mean, it just sounds weird to me that you would want to take off the rest of the season instead of going out and showcasing yourself. If this is something that you've done your whole life. I know some people look at it as a job, but at some point you fell in love with this game and kept playing it.
I think very few do. Some do, but not many.
Some use it as a job?
Yeah. I think you play this game your whole life. It's a dream come true. I think you're better. You want to play. There's some guys like, what's his name? The left tackle we had years ago from the Vikings.
Brian McKinney.
Yeah. It was his job, but admittedly. He just, you know, he didn't really love the game. He just wanted to play. Or, you know, to do what he had to do to earn his pay.
Man, what are you doing over there?
If I had turf toe, I ain't coming back.
I get that. That's, I mean.
I'm not.
I think some of that's different, but I think there are guys that make a business decision like, yeah, I ain't playing for this team.
I mean, just look at their record. Look what they've done. They have no defense. All you're going to do is get racked up and beat up. And do I want to come back to this? Nah, I could have a nice little offseason. You know, count my money. If you're on the beach somewhere, yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
I still can't believe they paid T. Higgins all that money in the offseason knowing what their defense looked like.
We go around the National Football League and pick out MVPs at 9:15. But on the other side, fan reaction. Want to hear from you up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.